Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy New Year, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you very much to the wonderful Gaya Degbolola, who brought us in with her Hungry Woman Blues. And we think that we have the cure for the Hungry Woman and the Hungry Man Blues on this show. We're on first and second Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. Let me share with you a little bit about myself before we get into the show for this evening. Spirit has called me to work within my practice and ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate expression of one's highest self through divinely inspired and assisted holistic healing, teaching, coaching, and writing services. And over the years, my holistic table has served up, I love this word, a plethora of offerings over the past few decades, one of which is Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which has provided an opportunity every month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. Thank you to all of you out there who have consistently supported the show since we started in July of 2010. Special thank you to those who tuned in last month and who called, last week, and who called in to speak with one of my all-time favorite people, Reverend Anthony Farmer, who shared about his latest book, Conversations with the Elders, The Sacred Journey, Volume 2. And he also passed on wisdom from the elders and some other spiritual drop-ins for our callers. And tonight we are equally in for a treat as we host another third-time guest on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. We have Reverend Dr. Craig Wright, and I know that's a mouthful for a lot of people, so it is. We will call him Dr. Craig. And he will be talking with us tonight about a number of things. He's with Numerology Services out of the Baltimore area. He's truly amazing. He has blessed so many with his powerful messages through the numbers. And tonight will be the same, I promise you. And without further ado, I would like to extend a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome back to Dr. Craig. Hey there, Dr. Craig. How are you this evening?
Hi, Tony. Doing just fine, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, it's great to have you back. You are definitely a popular guest on the show, and just case in point, the line is just queuing up. Folks are chomping at the bit to speak with you, and so that's very exciting, very exciting. So, you know, I told folks that you've been on the show. This is the third time now, and some may have been with you during the first or second time. This may be the first time for some, but for the listeners who are not familiar with you, please share who you are and what you serve at your healing table.
Okay, well, I am a numerologist, and numerologist by way of studying to become an engineer. When I was very young, I got a good grade in math and science, and my parents decided I was going to become an engineer. So whenever there was a math class or a science class, they always made sure I was there to take part in it. But I had, as many of us do, something happened in my life, an epiphany, something that changed my focus from the material realm, from studying mathematics with the hope of becoming an Air Force jet pilot. Something happened, and that occurrence was the death of a very, very close friend. And after that experience, I began to see life differently. Well, first of all, it was the first time I had prayed. Up until then, I was a non-believer. I thought religion was for the weak, people who was looking for an excuse not to be responsible. But when my best friend died, my faith system wasn't strong enough. My roots weren't deep enough for that storm, and it knocked me over. And I began to pray for the first time and seek answers from within. Why was I here? Why was this happening? And my answers came to me. You know, we're taught if you knock, a door will open. If you seek, you will find. In physics, we were always told for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So my yearning to know produced answers. They came back to me in a form that I could understand, which was through the numbers. I discovered through researching at the Library of Congress that numbers were different from figures. We use figures to measure things, to count, but numbers were symbols for spiritual qualities. And this science of numbers had been around for thousands and thousands of years and dated back to the ancient Egyptians, who taught teachers such as Pythagoras, who later went on to get credit for what he had learned, when in fact he was just pretty much reiterating what he was taught by the great Egyptian masters about the secrets of numbers. So once I had that awakening, it changed my focus. I went on to eventually acquire a PhD in philosophy with a specialization in metaphysics, which is the study of that which does not appear.
Right.
Metaphysics is sort of like, if you look outside, you see a tree. Metaphysicians study the roots. You can't see the roots of the tree, but that's where the sustenance is. So as a metaphysician, the study of numbers and the insights provided by the study of numbers has provided me with an opportunity to be of great service. So what I serve is a reconnection, a chance for people to reconnect, to review, if you will, their prenatal agreement, to get back on track, to make sure they are moving in harmony with the Creator. Because, as they say, the numbers don't lie. But it's a science. I have to tell people I'm not looking at a crystal ball here. I'm not a psychic. Numerology is a science. If you can add one and one, you will always get two. And that, by the way, is a symbol for peace. When we hold up two fingers, that's the peace sign. So the number two is a symbol for peace, much, much more than counting, you know, that two. When that two shows up, we're talking about harmony, peace, people working together, coming together in harmony, seeking common ground. That's the number two. The number one, of course, means leadership. Now, everybody knows what that number means. Numero uno, there's a football playoff going on right now to see who's going to play into the Super Bowl, be crowned the best, the top, number one. Quality being the best, as opposed to saying, "Oh, I have one pen," which is a number. That would be a quantity.
But if I say, this show, Tanya's show, is number one, that's a quality. It means it's the best.
Well, I like the example you used. So numbers are fascinating, and it has always amazed me when folks come on and they ask you questions, and actually they give you information, and it's put into the numbers, and what you give back to them is that, I don't know why I'm still shocked about it, because it's so on point, and the feedback that we've gotten is that this is amazing. And I know that speaks for me personally, because, you know, I always manage to get a reading here and there myself when you're on. So I appreciate that. I chatted with you the other day and I got mine, and that gives us a little more time for the callers, because Dr. Craig, they're lining up, I'm telling you. So before we take our callers, I wanted to address this year that we've just entered into. Just about everyone that I've talked to was quite happy to put 2013 behind them, myself included, and open to what 2014 has in store. And so we would love to know, what is the general forecast for this year, 2014, 2014?
Okay. The way we find out about the year is to add up those digits. We add 2 plus 0 plus 14, and that equals 16. But we don't stop there. We add 1 plus 6, and that equals 7. So 2014 is a number 7 year, specifically the number 16. Now, basically, the number 7 is a symbol for rest. On the seventh day, God rested. So that's how we find out about information about the qualities of numbers that are actually preserved in the scripture. So if we look at another example of the number 7, we know the walls of Jericho were brought down by the vibration of 7. It was circled 7 times, 6 times for 6 days, 7 times on the seventh day, and the walls came down without any effort. So if we study that, we know that the 7 is a very spiritual number. So things of a spiritual nature will be heightened this year. People will be getting more in tune with their soul, getting more in tune with who they are, why they're here. People will be wanting to make sure they are living their lives more meaningfully, which implies more people will be keeping their resolutions this year than most years. Because the 7 is a symbol for faith and wisdom, there will be people joining churches. We will see more religious films coming on the stage and to the big screen. We'll also see people going back to school this year, because 7 is a symbol for faith and wisdom. But the type of wisdom the 7 generates, or refers to, that wisdom that is generating within us, the source, because we are created in the image of our Creator, and that spark of fire is inside of us. So this is about getting in tune with that, spending more time alone, people who are involved in prayer, meditation, people who are involved in research, and writers, people who are involved in writing, get a big boost this year. Because of the number 7.
Oh, that's
7.
Good to know.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple books I'm going to be working on this year.
And I'm already on it. I'm already on it, too. Okay, wonderful.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. When this energy is right, it helps make it effortless, because you're moving in two. Now, that's the number 7 in general, but this year is the number 16. And if anyone is familiar with the tarot, or if anyone is familiar with the story of the Tower of Babel in the Bible, then you know that the number 16 is about awakening. And the Tower of Babel, the people are building a tower to reach the heaven, And God sees this endeavor and realizes if you keep building that tower, it's really going to take you away from me, because this cow is a testimony to your ability, your greatness, and it's really arrogant pride. So the cow was struck by lightning, and the story goes, God confused the languages and scattered the people across the land. So the lesson of that scripture is, pride precedes the fall. Who are born arrogance or pride or self trying to evaluate themselves, self-glorification instead of the Creator, will be subject to lightning bolts this year. If you're working in a false environment, if you're doing something you really don't have your heart into, if you're in a relationship and you're really not true to that relationship, that will be revealed this year.
Okay. And, if I could just pause you for one moment, I'm hearing some background noise that is impacting your clarity. So I don't know if you have something turned up. If you could just turn it down so that we can catch everything that you're saying.
Do you still hear it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You're nice and clear now.
Okay.
Okay.
My dad's watching a football game in the other room, so I guess you were picking that up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so the 16 is a number that will really, really emphasize faith. People who are not walking in faith will receive an awakening this year. And this same story of the Tower of Babel is also indicated on the key 16 in the tarot card deck, which is called the Tower card. And it shows a tower with a lightning bolt striking the tower and a man and a woman being flung from the tower. So This is a flash of understanding. The lightning bolt symbolizes awakening, a flash of understanding, a bolt from the blue, if you will bring awareness of the true nature of the self. So there will be a lot of awakenings this year. People will be getting in tune with spirit, which kind of speaks of some type of event. Usually, as it was in my experience, was something outside of the norm that caused my awakening. So we can expect some type of event this year that will literally turn people within, turn them within.
Hmm. That's pretty meaty. So, I've been taking notes because I want to go back and review this a little bit later.
So for some, these revelations will bring fame.
Okay.
For some, it will bring abundance. For some people, it's going to bring bankruptcy. And for some people, it will bring imprisonment.
It runs the gamut, huh?
That's the number 16. The potential for greatness is there, and so is a potential for, how can I put it? If you're on the wrong path, the potential is there for your path to be corrected abruptly.
Okay.
So that you will be on the right path. So even with that, it's all God, so it's all good.
Gotcha.
It's sort of like a breeze is coming, and if you're moving in the right direction, that breeze is going to push you along and make your flight a little easier. If you're moving in the wrong direction, that breeze is going to stop you in your tracks so that you can begin to move in the right direction. That's a very clear analogy.
Okay. That's the number 16. That's the number 16 for 2014-2014. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And so now what we'll do is open up the phone lines for callers, and we'll look more specifically at their forecasts for 2014. For those who have not called in yet, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Again, that's 917-889-7806. If you have a question for Dr. Craig or if you would like to get your personal forecast for 2014. And what information will you need to know from each caller, Dr. Craig?
Well, for the forecast, all I would need is their first name and their month and day.
Okay.
Their first name and their month and day of birth. The month and day is what I need for the forecast, but I just like to know who I'm addressing.
That makes sense. Okay. So our first caller is from the 201 area code. Caller, you're on the line live with on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Do you have a question for Dr. Craig Wright?
I just wanted like a general forecast.
Okay.
Okay, great.
And your
can
name?
Your first name?
It's Rose, and it's December 10th.
Okay. Rose, thanks for calling in. To find the personal year, or the year that you'll be experiencing, we're going to add your month and day to the universal year. The universal year, 2014, is the number 16. So to find out what our personal year is, we add month and day to 16. So in your case, we're going to add 12 plus 10, which adds up to 22. And we're going to add 22 to 16, which gives us the number 38. So, Rose, that means 2014 will be a number 38 year for you. Now, 3 plus 8 is 11, and the number 11 is the number that is associated with visions, intuition. In fact, the number 38 says, my cup is over. It's such a favorable vibration. It emphasizes love, marriage, visions, rewards. Many advantages can come your way this year, Rose. People in positions of authority and people in high places will offer you help and assistance. Existing relationships are enhanced. Family members are drawn closer together. A very, very favorable year spiritually and financially. This is a year where if you aren't already, you may want to keep a pen or pad near your bedside so you can write down, or if you keep a tape recorder, speak information you will be receiving from your subconscious. Your dreams will be, you will be receiving messages through your dreams. I should say even more so this year, because I see by your name, Rose, you, that's already happening with you. Your name has an 11 vowel total. O, the 15th letter of the alphabet, is a 6, and E, the 5th letter, is a 5. So 6 and 5 is 11, and that's the year that you're having. The 38 is an 11. So that is going to enhance all of your, all of the desires of your heart, all the wonderful things you love to do in terms of working with children or being a writer or expressing yourself artistically or speaking, all of those things will be enhanced.
Wow, thank you.
How's that for you, Rose?
That was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, great.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for calling, Rose.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have another caller from the 301 area code now with the 460 exchange. Caller, you're on the air. Could you tell us your first name? Caller, are you there? 301 area code, 460 exchange. All right, we'll get back to you. We'll go down to the 703 area code with a 490 exchange. Caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Tanya. How are you?
Good, thanks.
My birth date is 5/28. And I just like a general reading, general for the new year.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your first name again?
Marcia.
Hi, Marcia. Thanks for calling in. 5/28. 5 + 28 = 33. And we're going to add 33 to 16. Okay? And that's going to give us the number 49. 4 + 9 = 13, and 1 + 3 = 4. So generally, you're going to have a number 4 year.
Okay.
The number 4 is a symbol for work and orderliness. Work and orderliness. So people usually don't look forward to a number 4 year because it means it's time to take care of all the things you have been putting off. Okay? In fact, Marcia, this year will be especially challenging for you, because your month is a 5 and your day of birth is a number 1. 2 + 8 = 10, 1 + 0 = 1. And when I subtract 1 from 5, it gives me the number 4. And when you subtract your day from your month, the way I just did, it tells you what one of your major challenges is in lifetime.
Okay.
So the number 4 is a symbol for a challenge of work, orderliness, and following through with your ideas. As number 1, you're an idea factory. Number 1 is the first number, so the number 1 stands for initiation, getting things started, and everything starts with an idea. So when you're born on the 28th, you're an idea factory. You're always you're coming up with a new idea right now while we're talking. So the challenge when you're at number 1 is to put your brain trust together so you can delegate and get things done. You can't handle all the details yourself, but if you don't put your brain trust together, if you don't get your troops together, and you don't follow through, you're going to just get tired and never feel like you're accomplishing a thing. So this year, which is a 4 year, will give you an opportunity to put some of those ideas into motion, get them into form, and take them out of the realm of one day I shall into here it is right now. So this is a year of manifesting and manifestation of your ideas and desires. It will also bring an improvement in health, financial gain, and many people marry under the number 4 energy because it's associated with home, finances, and security. Now, I want to say, if you haven't started your business yet, it's a good year for that too.
Okay, I have started, but I see what you're saying with trying to – I have so many ideas that I start things and then they don't ever get finished.
Okay, here's how we can solve that. We're going to take your top 4 ideas. The most important that it be 4.
Okay.
4 is a very important number in your life, the number 4. We're going to take those top 4 ideas, and we're going to write all 4 of them down on 4 3x5s. So now you've got 4 3x5s, and each of those 4 3x5s has your 4 top ideas. Now, you're too creative just to do one thing, so we're going to have 4 on that list. And we're going to put those 4 cards in places where you can't miss them, on your mirror, on your dashboard. Don't want to cover up the speed limit, but somewhere in your car, on your refrigerator, okay? On your refrigerator, somewhere on your computer, if you can tape it on your computer. But somewhere where every day you're going to see those 4 things, and that's all I want you to do. And you're going
right.
to notice just by seeing those things, it's going to organize your mind, help you to focus. And one day you're going to say, oh, well, I've already done that. And then you're going to take that off the list and add the next thing to the list. So you always have your top 4 goals in places where you're seeing them. That's going to help you focus, and that's one of the things about this year you're going to be able to use to bring more order and start to manifest those things. So you say, yeah, I did that. Instead of, I thought of that. That should have been my pattern. I knew that was going to happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You want to eliminate that.
Also, I need to share with you real estate, land. They say a word to the wise is sufficient, so that's my word to you, real estate, land.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Marcia, so much for calling in. I'm going to be monitoring, you know, and holding your feet to the fire, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay.
All right. Well, the numbers are rolling in. The callers for 917-889-7806. That is some good, meaty information, let me tell you. From the 805 area code. I don't know where that is. That's interesting. 805 area code. Caller,
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi.
I'm in Santa Barbara. Hi.
Oh, okay. A California gal. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Donna. My birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Okay, Donna. Wow, Donna. First thing, wow. Sometimes when people call, I have plans. We have a wonderful show set up. But I have to share this with you. Your giving is not in vain.
Okay.
Your giving is not in vain. Those, there'll be people that it will seem like they're taking things from you, but anything that seemingly you lose or have to let go is going to come back to you tenfold. So we want to learn from the past so we're not repeating the same things over, but let the past go. If I had a glass of milk on my table and spilt the milk and got a dry, wet vat, and if I was successful enough to get up every drop of that milk with my dry, wet vat and put it back in the glass, I still don't think it would be too tasty after that. There's no need worrying about spilled milk. We want to learn from the past. I'm not going to set my milk so close to the edge the next time. That's what I want to do with that situation. I don't want to get the milk up and drink the milk. I want to learn the next cup, I'm not going to put that close to the edge. Because if I go to my refrigerator, I will see there is another cup of milk there waiting for me. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, I need to let you know, use your creativity. You are a communicator and a writer, and if you follow through with writing, something you write can make it to the big screen.
Oh, my.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
I finished my assignment. Now I'm going to get back with the show.
You know, we plan and spirit laughs, so we have to go with the flow. Wonderful.
I'm glad you understand. I'm glad you understand. This lady has given and given and given and given.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Now it's about to start coming back. Tenfold. So head up. Keep your head up because it's abundance time. If we add your month and day, it adds up to 26. And this is a 16 year. So 26 and 16 is the number 42. And 4 plus 2 is 6. So you're having, in 2014, a number 6 year. Now, the number 6 is associated with love. With love. And so this is your year of love. Marriage will be a focus. Home. Love, marriage, family will be a focus. As I mentioned before, information about the numbers is codified in the scripture. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. So he was a numerologist. Many other people in the scripture were numerologists. And we find the number 42, okay, is a six. The six and the sixth day of creation is when God created men and women. So working with the family and in the community will be a focus this year. In fact, your family may call on you for more help, okay? We know your doors never close, but you may have to be even more giving this year, if that's possible for you, because you're a number nine, which means you are God's hand on earth. So people, when people are in need, God's going to give it to them through you. You'll work with the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged, people who can't give back. But you'll also experience people who won't give back. But this year is going to be about contracts, joining with others, and cooperative goodwill efforts to bring about improvements in the home and in the community. And it's a love vibration. And the New Testament, okay, the six was at the wedding, the six vats of water into wine. People get amazed by the story.
Yeah, I'm not married, and I would like to meet someone, yeah.
Well, this is a marriage vibration. This year will bring that experience to you, so expect a proposal. Why am I saying that? Because if we study the information about the number six in the New Testament, which is the story about the six vats of wine, it was a great story. The master was a great guy, but that story is all about the number six. So it was at a wedding. That miracle took place at a wedding feast. So the number six is the year of contracts, marriage, coming together. So this is a time where you could very well get a proposal for marriage. And the energy is favorable for that. It's a time of love and cooperation. So you will experience opportunities to express love and cooperation this entire year. So it can be a personal contract of marriage, but also business contracts, particularly contracts with people across the water. The 22 is an international vibration. So if you haven't reached out to make contacts, international contacts, you can do so this year. A great time for getting a publisher or letting people see your creativity. There's an artist in you. I don't know if you act or paint or sing or write, but there's an artist in you waiting.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to meet a fellow from Cape Town, South Africa at the end of February. I mean, that's rather international.
When it comes to romance, someone older than you or someone from another culture is going to be your best bet.
Oh, see, he is older than me, and he is from another culture. Yeah.
Ding, ding, two thumbs up. Siskel and Ebert, two thumbs up.
I love it. I love it. Donna, I hope that's a wonderful mind, body, and soul food for you.
Yeah, so much. You've just made my day, and I'm just elated. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Wow,
that was some great information there. We have quite a few more callers. I hope you have a glass of water next to you, Dr. Craig, so that you can take a sip and get ready. Now we have someone in the 443 area code along with you with a 255 exchange. Caller, you're on the line. What's your name?
Hi, it's Monique. How are you?
I'm good, Monique. How are you, dear?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Monique is a homegirl, 443. What's your birthday?
March the 27th.
Okay. Wow, the 27. It's happening again. The number 27, 2 plus 7 is 9. Are you familiar with the story of Job, Monique?
Yes.
This was a guy who had it all and lost it all, got it back tenfold. The story of Job is all about the number 27. He was a great guy. It's a great story. But that story is about your birthday.
Wow.
Which means you will have abundance and see it dissipate. But it's coming back tenfold. I don't know what side of that story you're on. I don't know if you've already had it and lost it and it's coming back, or if you haven't got it yet, but that's the 27. It will teach you to have faith and patience, the patience of Job.
Okay.
Faith and patience are the key, because your life is going to be filled with drama. Let's see what side of this you're on. We're going to add your month and day. 3 and 27 is 30 to 16, which adds up to 46. So the good news is it's behind you.
Okay. That's because that story keeps repeating in my life.
Yes. Last year was no exception. Last year was a 9 year, and that was all about letting go. Letting go, learning from the past, letting go, ridding yourself of people, places, and situations that were no longer useful to your evolutionary progress. As our wonderful host, Tanya Parker, expressed it so beautifully, we plan and the universe just chuckles. So when you study numerology or other disciplines, you can get in tune with the plan, So hopefully you did let those people, places, and situations out of your life. Hopefully you did let go, that you did experience endings and completions, because this year is under the 46. When we add your month and day is 30 to 16 is 46. 4 plus 6 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So numero uno, when it's a temporary vibration, when we're talking about 12 months, 2014, it means this whole year is about new opportunities, good karma, and success. But I got to tell you this, Monique, if your hands are still filled, if you still have stuff in your hands, if you didn't open your hands and drop the old stuff, there won't be any room for something new. Okay? So we have to... I like to say, I can tell you how the wind is blowing, but you have to raise the sail catch that wind. So this is a time when you can be the center of attention. You can receive gifts or inheritances this year. Someone from your past, a childhood acquaintance, may reappear with a gift. Something you did in the past to help someone else, you could be rewarded for this year. Okay? Your environment will change. You will either be in a new place, or your old environment will have that which you don't need removed from it. Either you're moving to someplace new, or the universe is going to remove the old stuff from where you are. Either way, your old environment will be new. Fresh opportunities, new relationships this year if you go the old. So this is a time people will follow your lead, and under the 46, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. But this year will demand action, and it will demand that you do something new, something for you. It's time for you to think number one.
Okay. All right.
Have you started your business yet? Have you started your business yet?
I'm working on it.
That's a no, Monique.
Sorry, I'm a numerologist.
Science here, cold hard facts. And you're speaking procrastination. That's the procrastination part of the number seven.
Okay.
And the paralysis of analysis comes from the two. But I can tell you this. Until you're in charge, it's not going to work. Until you're behind the wheel, the car will keep going into the ditch. Because the 27 in the beginning of that story, before the drama started, God tells the devil, that's my favorite. Do what you want to. So the 27 is God's favorite number.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, he was already the richest man. At the end of the story, he had 10 times that amount. So, Monique, what you are holding back on is a fortune. You are God's millionaire. You are God's millionaire, his favorite. And he's waiting on you to realize that and get things going. But you have to be in charge. You have to be the boss. It has to be your name on the door. You have to call the shots because you're guided by God.
I receive that.
You wake up every day and say, thy will, not my will, be done. So it could be hard for you to make decisions because you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. So you tune into a show and you get a confirmation from someone you've never met right here in your hometown telling you, yes, your yearning and your desire to start that business is no joke. It doesn't matter what people are saying or if people think it's going to work. It's going to work. You have to be the one in charge, and then the blessings will flow. But if you're not, if you insist on riding shotgun instead of getting behind the wheel, it's not going to go. It's going right in the ditch.
Okay.
All right, Monique, I'm going to be holding your feet to the fire, too.
Oh,
see,
my goodness.
That's what happens when people I know call in. You know, I'm paying attention.
Okay.
It's coming to you. It's coming to you, Monique, because you want to do the right thing with it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's for the people you want to help. It's not, it's not a joke. It's not a dream. It's real. You are going to help those people. It's going to come through you. If you don't, they will not get the help. Pressure.
Thank you so much.
No pressure there, right?
No, it's confirmation. It's confirmation. I received this. I'm thankful.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so much for calling in, Monique.
Thank you.
Right.
Y'all have a great one.
You too. How are you doing there, Dr. Craig?
My God, that phone call gave me chills. That lady is going, oh, my goodness. She is going to, oh, my goodness. She's going to be doing great things. Great
I
things.
I love it. Love it. Love it. I'm going to try the caller that wasn't on earlier in the 301 area code with the 460 exchange. Caller, are you on the line now? Okay. Moving on, I know this
number.
I needed
a chance to gather myself after that last call.
Okay, take your time and take a breath. Take another breath.
Okay, I'm okay now. But that last call was like, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to go get my charger.
Okay.
Run out of juice.
All right, we don't want you to run out of juice. In the meantime, we're pulling up, I know this number, from the 240 area code, 550 exchange. Caller, are you there?
I am.
This is Aurelia?
Yes, it is. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I know,
I'm loving
Dr. Are you? Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, this is so cool.
Well, I know last week was your birthday, and you called in and got a special message from Reverend Anthony, and so I wanted to make sure that you were calling in today, too, and continue your birthday message.
Well, I'm kind of curious, before Dr. Craig comes back, would he be able to give me a reading for one of my sons instead?
Oh, well, we can certainly, that should be fine, as long as he knows the first name and the birth date. And you'll be able to pass it on. Dr. Craig, are you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have Aurelia on the line, and she's calling in for one of her sons.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Kyrie. Can you hear me, Dr.
Craig? His birthday?
His birthday is January 8th.
Okay. Okay. January 8th is a 9. 1 plus 8 is 9. And we're going to add that to 16, which is the number 25.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 2 plus 5 is 7. This will be a challenging year for your son. Like another caller who called in, when I subtract the month from the day, January, the first month, from the 8, it's a 7. And when we subtract month and day, it tells us our challenges. So your son has a number 7 challenge, and this is going to be a number 7 year. So it's going to be a year of tests, a year of trials for him. This is also a year where he may change his residence. He may move this year. Like all sevens, his faith will be tested this year. Under the 25, it is wise to get a vision of that which you wish to accomplish and hold that vision no matter what, no matter what. What year was your son born in?
He was born in 1991.
Okay. 28, 29. This year, as I said, it will be a challenging year. Your son has a 7 challenge, and the 7 is a symbol for faith. And I talked about the 16, an awakening, a lightning bolt. So many people will be discovering their spirituality this year. And that is, your son is in store for that. Your son is born on the 8th, and the number 8 are mentally strong, physically strong. It's a number that symbolizes money, power, authority. Many 8s are professional athletes, and they're involved in the spiritual world. But came here to speak the truth, to be a light, and to be a master teacher. So he may have an epiphany this year. If he is not on that path, he may have an epiphany this year that puts him on that path, because your son may become a minister. He is a master teacher. Your son is the light, the way. When he speaks, truth, light, and wisdom emerge. He's very gifted artistically, musically. He has gifts for string instruments and drums. He's very intuitive. He will know things are going to happen before they do. These are gifts he developed through trauma in his childhood. He's gone through things early in life that has helped awaken his connection to spirit, because he is here to be the light. And he's kind of young. Usually these things manifest in your 30s, but sometimes we have prodigies, and your son may have been a prodigy, older, much older than his years. And people may have noticed that about him when he was very young.
Okay.
He's also an entrepreneur. He's going to have his own business as well.
Okay.
He may have health challenges this year. If your son remains absorbed in material matters and doesn't awaken to spiritual truths, he will have health problems until that awakening occurs. Many times the number 8 is very materially inclined, because the 8 stands for power and authority. Moses was a number 8. And until he had his spiritual epiphany when he went up to the mountaintop, Moses was a handful. He was going around beating people up and destroying stuff. But once he had his awakening, he became a great leader.
Hmm.
And that's your son. Your son will be a great leader, guiding many to the light, truth, light, and wisdom. Does he write poetry? Is he a musician?
Yes. And yes.
Excellent. Then he is in tune with his spiritual self. Now, many people may tell him to forget those things, to study banking, accounting, become an attorney. But no matter how deep he tries to plant that seed into the material realm, he will not be able to deny spirituality and the gifts that he has of knowing. Your son knows things are going to happen before they do. I don't know if he's expressed that or shared that with others, but he's at number 11. Oh, good, good, good. He, your son has been anointed with the gift of knowing, of light, of teaching. Jesus was at number 11. Muhammad was at number 11, just to give you an example of who your son is.
Tanya is a number 11. You know, I had to throw that in.
Amen.
Children of the light. Children of the light. And when you are God's light, God is going to put your son in the darkest place he can find. Not so that he will be overcome by the darkness, but so that he can illuminate the darkness and bring folks into the light.
I hope you got all of that to pass on to him, Aurelia.
I did.
That's beautiful. Thank you for calling in for him.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Craig.
All right.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
We still have a few more callers. Now, the show usually goes until 7 o'clock, and I extended it till 7:30. That's okay with you? You still
sure.
doing okay? Okay, wonderful.
I appreciate the opportunity to share. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are truly appreciating what is flowing through you. I am going to put on a familiar number from the 804 area code. I know this is coming from my mother's house, so I don't know if it's my mother or my sister. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Tanya.
Well, hi, Mom. Good to hear your voice again.
I'm good. I'm sort of frustrated. I've been, my phone is acting up, and I've been cut off 8 times. Back and forth.
Oh, my.
But you take notes because I'm anxious to hear my personal forecast in case the phone acts up again. But
okay.
I'm delighted. I've enjoyed everything I've heard between the cutoffs.
Okay. Wonderful. So please tell Dr. Craig your name.
My name
your first
is
name.
Evelyn.
And your birthday.
Evelyn, 12-4.
I knew you were going to say number 4 energy because you stuck to those phone calls, calling and calling and calling, because 4s are very determined, and once they put their mind to something, they do not give up. The number 4 and the number 7 are the two holiest of all the numbers because they are made from parts of the cross. So as a number 4, you're dependable. You are the salt of the earth. When you make a friend, people can count on you. They can depend on you. You will be there when others aren't. In fact, you're going to get the work nobody else wants to do. That's what happens when you're a number 4. But it's okay because 4s don't mind getting the job done. The 4 will give you abilities with your hands. Many 4s are great gardeners. Some 4s have massive farms and beautiful gardens because they're very good working with their hands and working with the land. This year is going to be a wonderful, wonderful year for you. When we add 12 plus 4, it adds up to 16. And 2014 also adds up to 16. So the numbers 2014 are the same numbers in your month and day, if we throw a 0 in there. So this is going to be a year of victory and rewards. If you've had some legal issues pending, if you've some difficulties that popped up last year, if you've been waiting on settlements, you can expect those settlements to occur this year. The 32 is the number that God expresses victory through, rewards, overcoming all obstacles. So this can be a glorious year for you where you can travel, finances improve. The year is so good, you have to be careful not to brag about it. That's the only thing about the 32. It is so good, people just start bragging about it. Look at me. Look how wonderful I am, how wonderful things are. But what happens is God will express victory through you. So another thing that can occur, you may be called upon to take on a challenge for someone else. Someone may ask you to stand up on their behalf. And God will express victory through you this year. Like all number fives, it stands for freedom and change. So there will be changes that will occur. If you've been waiting on change, if money has been tight, maybe you've been living on a budget, trying to make ends meet, that's going to change this year. In fact, that's going to change in March.
March.
That's when the money starts flowing again, because in a 4-year, you have to live on a budget. And 2013 was a 4-year for you. Things were tight. Maybe if you have a house or if you're in a home, maybe you have to fix, mend, and repair. Things start falling apart in a 4-year, like, oh, my goodness. And things get really tight. But then the 5-year comes with relief, bringing money, finances, happy changes. If you've been planning on taking a trip, you'll be able to do that as well this year. So expect good news, rewards, and victory in 2014. Doesn't get much better than the 32.
All right. That sounds great.
That does sound great. Wonderful.
Yes.
And I saw that your phone dropped for a while. I have been recording your message.
So
I will play it back for you a little bit later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mom, so much for calling in.
I thank you, and thank you, Dr. Craig.
You're very welcome. The log jam was going to break, and things will start flowing again.
All right.
But it's going to happen toward the end of February and the beginning of March.
I'm a believer.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later, Mom.
Great. Okay, thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was good news. And let's see, we have a couple more callers on the line. We have one from the 301 area code again with a 254 exchange. Caller, you're on the line.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
I'm here.
Okay.
This is Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
How you doing?
I'm good. You've been so patient.
I'm great. I was just saying, yay, I got through. I didn't think I was going to make it.
You made it.
Michelle,
you made
with
it.
One L or two L's?
It's two L's.
Okay.
And my date of birth is January 18th.
January 18th. Okay.
I'm listening. That's one of my brother's birthdays, too. So.
There's so much coming at me. I don't know where to begin. First of all, I want to let you know your giving is not in vain. We had a number 27 call in. 2 + 7 = 9. You're also a number 9. 1 + 8 = 9. So your giving is not in vain. You're here to give, 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 to help the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. And the giving must be selfless giving, because your mission is to be God's hand on earth. So as you can imagine, if you're God's hand, then you're attached to all there is. So it's very, very, very important that you learn how to handle
large sums. So if you haven't taken a personal finance class or an accounting course or in some way studied the mechanics of finance or investing, I want to recommend that you do so.
Okay.
Okay. Failure to do so is only postponing your abundance. You might be feeling like, well, wow, I feel like I should have more. Where is it? Well, you're not going to get it until you're ready for it.
Okay.
So watch out for credit cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, those don't exist in my life, so good.
Okay, I'm going to add your month and day. 1 plus 18 is 19. And to that, we're going to add 16. 19 and 16 is 35, and 3 plus 5 is 8. Okay? The number 8 is a symbol for money and power. Money and power. So what does that mean? If you're looking for a promotion, if you want to start a business, if you want to apply for a loan, if you want to buy a home, if you want to sell some property, if you've been waiting on an inheritance, all of those things are favored under the number 35. Now, if it happens in terms of the job or promotion, you will get more work, more pressure, because you'll have more responsibility, but you'll also have more ability to respond. So you'll never feel more alive than you do under the number 35. It's a time when it's a harvest vibration. So efforts that you've had in the past, things you've done, people who have come to your house, ran your phone bill up, ate your food, broke your china, all those experiences you have where people never said thank you for what you did, guess what? It comes back to you tenfold this year.
All right.
This year. So it's important that, again, I want to emphasize learning how to manage and work with money, how to invest. You may be saying, well, I don't have anything. Why is he telling me that? Well, I'm suggesting the abundance has been postponed, being postponed until you're ready to receive it. Have you ever studied accounting or finances or investing?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
I want to suggest that you do so. Even if it's just a money magazine and you thumb through it, or even if it's just you get a book on how to invest, what's
okay.
the best money market, anything about finances.
I was actually thinking about taking a class in my community college because I work for them and I get a discount, and so I might do that instead.
Excellent. Personal finances, managing funds, because when you're born on the 18th, it means there's a huge sum of money in your future, and you will be challenged to manage it well because it's meant to benefit others.
Oh, okay.
18 is the number of philanthropy. It's a number of philanthropy. So you have the potential, okay, if you can learn how to manage funds and keep your emotions in check, you have the potential of becoming a philanthropist, because God always blesses others through the number 9. Job was a number 9. He was the richest man in town, and he got everything he lost came back to him tenfold. So as a number 9, the potential for you to become a philanthropist or to manage large sums of money is magnified. Okay? It's magnified. If you join a club, they may ask you to become the treasurer, for an example.
Right.
If you get married, your husband may ask you to balance the checkbook. But in some way, shape, or form, you're here to learn how to work with and deal with the forces of money for the betterment of others.
All right.
I'm holding your feet to the fire on that. I'll be checking in with you, Michelle.
Please do.
Okay.
Ultimately, thank you very much. Michelle?
Yes.
Ultimately, you are going to be able
to run a successful business and hire an architect to design your dream home.
Wow. I accept that. I absolutely do. Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We still have about four more callers. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if we'll get to them all, but we have someone in the 540 area code. And, caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi. What's
Hi.
Your first name?
Vita.
Lita?
V-E-D-A.
Oh, okay. V-E-D-A. And your birthday?
June the 2nd.
All right, Dr. Craig.
Hey, Vita.
Hi, Dr.
Okay.
Craig.
Okay. We're going to add your month and day. 6 + 2 = 8. And we're going to add 8 to the universal vibration for this year, which is 16. 8 and 16 is 24, and 2 + 4 = 6. So the number 6 always puts the focus on the home, family matters, and marriage will be an issue. That's the focus of the 24. Home, family matters, and the 24 also is a number of abundance. So there will be financial gain in store for you this year. In fact, it's going to be happening in a few weeks in February. Expect financial gain. And then again in November. So the potential for 2 windfalls this year in those 2 months that I mentioned. But the 6 puts the focus on family, community, and home, thinking in terms of the needs of others. In my 24 year, I became a caregiver for my parents who were in their 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Who were in their 90s. So family matters became an issue in my 24 year. And you will also find that to be true for you. It's a time for teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, rescuing people in need, putting the needs of others ahead of your own under the number 6. It's also a time for business. The 24 is an entrepreneur vibration. I call the family entrepreneur vibration. So there can be financial dealings involving the family for you this year.
All right.
Okay, now since you're born. Okay, go ahead. I know we have more callers.
Right, we have a few more callers, and I hate to cut folks short, but I just want to make sure we can fit them in. So if you
okay,
have one last
one
thing you'd like
thing.
To share.
Just one last thing. Yes. Don't throw anything away until you get it appraised. Many twos are collectors, and the people who live with a two often call them junk collectors, or they'll say, you're a pack rat, get rid of some of this stuff, why are you holding on to everything? Don't listen to them. Don't get rid of anything until you have it appraised, because since you're born in the 2nd, you have an eye for detail, and things that you like and appreciate will start to go up in value.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
Thank you for calling, Vita. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Craig.
You're welcome.
All right. We have 410 area code. I recognize this phone number, 258 Exchange. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi. This is Tori.
Yes, it is. I figured I'd call and surprise you.
Okay. And your birthday?
Yes.
Hi,
Tori. Hi. My birthday is 11/18.
Okay. Another number, 18. If you were listening, I shared a lot about the number 18 in terms of being a number of giving, helping the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. You are God's hand on earth. When we add 11 plus 18, it adds up to 29. When we add 16 to 29, it gives us 45.
and 4 plus 5 is 9. So 2014 will be a number 9 year for you. Now, when we count, we start with 0. 0 is a symbol for God in the beginning, and we go to the number 9. But after the number 9, there are no new numbers. After the 9 comes a 10. There's a 0 and a 1. We've already been there, done that. So the 9 always symbolizes completions and endings. Completions and endings. In fact, you are wrapping up a 9-year cycle in your life. It's coming to a close. And this will precipitate changes in your lifestyle, people, places, situations, all which are no longer useful to your evolutionary progress will be coming to a close. It's time for letting go. Now, in the number 9 year, the past is revisited. An old flame may show up just to see if you've learned the lesson. So when they show up, keep on walking.
Yes, I've already done so.
Happened already. Good for you. Yes. Under the 45, which is your year, the lesson of the 45 is to learn from the past. So the past is revisited, and you may be focusing on the past, thinking about the good old days, but the idea is to glean the pearls of wisdom from those oysters and to get rid of the shells. So this
totally
year is about
agree.
Letting go of the past, letting go of the past, and focusing on the resources you do have.
Uh-huh.
Pictorially, the 45 year, there's a picture of someone looking at a spilled cup.
Hmm.
But behind them are 3 full cups. So if that individual but turn around and look toward the future, instead of focusing on what has been, there's abundance waiting ahead. But it's going to be easier said than done under the 45, but that's your test, to learn
uh-huh.
from the past and let it go. So you may find yourself going through closets, throwing away old clothes, letting some folks go from your social circle, thinking about moving, thinking about resigning. It's all about letting go of the old, because next year, 2015, it's about new starts and new beginnings. So unless you're able to clear the field, to get rid of all the old weeds, there'll be no room for planting new seeds.
Well, advice is taken, and I do appreciate your time. I don't want to hold you up because I know you got more callers, but I do thank you.
A brighter
thank
day.
Thank you so
is
much for calling.
Ahead.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
A brighter
right.
day is just ahead. Hang in there.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We have a 609 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And your name?
It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. And your birthday?
7/26.
Okay, Anna.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
The number 26 is a very, very powerful energy. I'm a numerologist, so numbers reveal spiritual qualities
mm-hmm.
in my world. And the number 26, the 2, gives you patience, cooperation skills. The 6 is caring and loving. When you put it together, it's the number 8, and the number 8 stands for money and power. So this is a number that can bring great success into your life. It's a number that will give you the ability to lead, direct, to provide, to be the boss, basically. 8 is boss energy. So 26s are not Susie homemakers. Barefoot, pregnant and in the kitchen is not what you came here to express. Many 26s have their own businesses and are leaders in industry. The 26 also will grant you strong legs. So 26s, many of them are dancers or hikers, joggers. They play sports. They're very athletic. And they've female 26s have been known to turn a head or two. Tina Turner, for example.
26s are known for their legs, but also 26s must learn to forgive. Very, very important that you learn to forgive, because 2 plus 6 is 8, and 8 means what goes around comes around. It's two circles, one above the other. So what goes around comes around. So you will have karmic experiences where people do things to you, and to the extent you can forgive them, your trespasses will also be forgiven.
Good.
And your health, your very well-being will rely on your ability to forgive.
Oh, okay.
Now, back to the show. We're going to add 7 plus 26. 7 plus 26 adds up to 33. So you had responsibility early in life. You're getting younger the older you get, okay? 7 plus 26 is... It was incredible what you did as a child. Incredible. But that was just expressing the power of the number 8. And may provide the foundation of who you need to forgive, because that experience taught you to stand on your own, even though it may have left a bitter taste in your mouth. If it wasn't for that experience, you wouldn't be the leader you are today. I don't know if you ever thought about it that way, but sometimes we have a contract with people to disappoint us, to just leave us flat, to fall flat on our face. And that contract we make before we're formed in the womb helps us grow and makes us a leader. And we don't find them till we get back home, because we carry a grudge while we're here. But that's the person that made you, or that was the situation, the experience that made you the leader that you are today. Okay? So think about that. As I add 16 to 33 and come up with 49, meaning this will be a great year for you financially. You will be able to establish yourself, get things in order, establish a firm foundation for your life. Many people marry in a 49 year, but the 49 stands for wealth and abundance. So if there is a marriage, it'll be security will definitely be involved. If it's not a marriage, then you'll find money and security. Your ventures will be successful. It's just a great year. Health improves under the 49, but you may have to do a little more mending, patching, and repairing around the old home front, because the 4 stands for work and orderliness. So you have to get the work done that you've been putting off. But the energy helps you, and you will feel, when you look back over the 4 year, you'll feel so satisfied, because we can get a lot done and a lot accomplished, and we receive rewards based on the efforts we expend.
All right.
You are right on. Thank you so much.
Thanks
You're very
for
welcome.
Calling, Anna. Best
oh,
wishes
thank
to you.
You.
All right. Well, time is winding down, and we still have more callers calling in. I think we have time for one more, and that is really a calling back. It was so good for her son. She decided that she needs one for herself. Aurelia, are you there?
I am.
Okay, we're going to have to be brief.
Yes, that was fascinating. This is Aurelia. My birthday was January 5th.
January the 5th.
Yes.
The number 5 is a symbol for freedom. Freedom and change. Freedom and change. So you are God's change agent. In fact, you're here to rock the boat and cause some trouble. If you don't hear people say, uh-oh, here she comes, what's she going to do now? If you're not hearing that, you are not on your job. The keepers of tradition don't like the number 5, because 5s bring progressive change, and they want to keep on doing things the old way. Okay? So you just keep on rocking that boat. That's what you're here to do. We're going to add your month and your day, which gives us 6, and we're going to add that to 16. 6 and 16 is 22, and the number 22 is the symbol for completions, rewards, and your dreams come true.
So what happens in the 22 year? Your innermost desires manifest. Not the things you tell people you want, not the things you think you want, not the things you're pretending you want, but your innermost desires will manifest. So we want to be positive, and we want to think on a high level. You may travel to another country before the year is over. If you have used your ability to communicate and write, pursue publishing, you or your son, because he's a writer too, something you write this year could make it to the big screen.
Okay. Right. Wow. Okay.
All right. I want to say thank you to our host for having me in. I know there are a lot of people who are trying to get in, and when you just hear a little bit, really sometimes it just gives you more questions. So with the permission of our hostess, I'd like to give out my website and my number in case people want to get additional information.
Most definitely. Please share that.
Okay. My website is my name, Craig. My middle initial is E. My last name is Wright. Craig E. Wright. That's www.craigewright.com. And I can be reached at 443 area code 739-6203. Folks who are interested, who've tuned into the show, I'm going to give half off yearly forecast for 2014. That's usually an $80 value. I will give it to you for $40. So if you go to the website and order a six-month forecast, I'm throwing in 6 months for free.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so, so much. Wow. I have to just sit back and breathe a little bit and digest all that you've said. I do believe that it may be a message for someone else, but there's something in it for those who are listening, you know, because we are one. So it's just a lot of information that's out there between the general forecast and the individual forecast that people received. And I just thank you so much for saying yes yet again, Dr. Craig Wright of Numerology
Services.
You're
very welcome. When is your birthday?
10-7.
10-7 is 17, 17 and 16 is 33. That is the master healer vibration. Your words, your energy will spread and heal and rescue and help change the planet. People are going to be flocking to you this year for your healing.
You will
be tested to see if you stand to your values. And if you stick to your guns, many times people that do what we do, we sacrifice mature. We did this year to see if you stick to it, to see if you will stick to it or sell out. Of course, you won't. And when you don't, the rewards will come tenfold.
Thank you for that. I accept that.
You're
going to
love this year.
I receive that. Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening in. I invite you to call in again next month. You know we've gone to a twice-a-month format, but we are skipping Super Bowl Sunday, so we'll come back in for more Mind, Body, and Soul Food on February the 9th. And we'll go international with guest author Jared Kite. He's an acupuncture master and fertility expert who was known for helping over 1,000 women get pregnant. And he doesn't even have to pay child support. So he'll be discussing his new book, The Art of Baby Making. And you know it's just in time for Valentine's Day, which is a prime time for baby making. Please visit me, Tanya Parker, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. Find out more information about my services. And I hope that you can tune in again to Mind, Body, and Soul Food We hope to hear you next time.